We're at Miss Mac with
Missy McIntosh
and
Evan McIntosh.
And Evan, you're Missy's son.
Yes, I am.
So you're going to tell us all about what you do here.
Yeah, so this is my very first store. So I'm the founder CEO of Miss Mac Clean Cosmetics. So I created Canada's most award-winning clean beauty line, started in my basement in Canoe, and worked with two female chemists and now grew it into three storefronts. So at our stores, we do free pampering sessions all day, every day. We do makeup lessons. We do hair and makeup for weddings, all sorts of empowering services. And we are now launching a brand new exciting product next week.
Why cosmetics? What got you into that?
I've been a makeup artist for a very long time. Actually, even before that, I've been obsessed with makeup since I was three, but my mom never wore it. So it was a very like taboo sort of thing for me that I was just fascinated by, but it was never in my household. So I grew up doing play photo shoots with my best friend and using her mom's makeup. And then when I was 14, my mom joined Mary Kay, and I thought I died and went to heaven. And I was her right-hand woman for 4 years, and she would take me to conference in Toronto, and I remember sitting there being like, man, I just don't want to just work for Mary Kay. I want to be Mary Kay, the one that's building the brand and empowering women and formulating and all of it. But who does that? I grew up on Granby Bench. And once I graduated, I was able to do Mary Kay on my own. And I was down in Dallas and discovered I could go to school to become a makeup artist, and found Blanche McDonald and went to there in Vancouver, moved to Calgary, worked for Makeup Forever and management and Shoppers Beauty Boutique for management. And then we came home to have a family. And from there, I managed Marlin Travel when it was on Alexander Street for 6 years, and I was going to buy it. I was very much a fiery entrepreneur, but makeup followed me. And I do one wedding, and it snowballed to the point that I was working full time. I had Evan was two, and I was doing a wedding every single weekend. So I knew then that I wanted to follow my passion, and I started freelancing full time in Kelowna with Opera Kelowna. And then clean beauty came into my life, and I couldn't find products that actually worked. So I'm very used to Makeup Forever, a professional line, and clean beauty is very tricky because there's a lot of things that we can't have in it. But trying to find products that were safe for myself, but also safe for my clients, that worked my standards, didn't exist. So that's where I created Miss Mac, Canada's first pro clean line, actually.
So what are the benefits of having a clean makeup?
So unfortunately, this industry is incredibly self-regulated. A lot of the ingredients in mainstream products are cancer-causing, hormone disruptors, fertility issues. And to give you an example, the FDA only has 11 ingredients that are banned. Canada has about 400, and the European Union has over 1,600 ingredients that are banned. We're on par with the European Union, and it's really sad to see, because makeup should not be hurting us. And our skin's our largest organ. It only takes 28 seconds for a toxic ingredient to hit our bloodstream. But as we, especially as a woman, we're exposed to about 168 toxic ingredients on a daily basis, and our systems can't handle it, and that's where it builds up into allergies, and then it can be cancerous, unfortunately, and it's horrifying. Once you go down the rabbit hole, you can't unsee it. So it's super important that for mental health and for physical health that we're putting safe products onto our skin, because we absorb it into our bloodstream.
We often think of makeup as being something only women use, but that's not true, is it?
It's not true. No. Except if you think of film or you think of TV or news anchors, any of them, they all have makeup on for television. Even for now, we have ones using it just every day, just because they, you know, just to even your skin tone out, or and skincare as well. Everyone should be on a good, no matter who you are, you should be on a good skincare program. And it's really, it's sad. It shouldn't, this industry shouldn't be hurting us. I couldn't unsee it, so.
You mentioned your product was voted number one.
Yes, we're the most award-winning clean beauty line in Canada.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell us more about how that was determined?
So we've been part of the Clean Beauty Awards, which is a global award program since inception, actually. So we won our first one in 2020. We beat out Pure Cosmetics when I was in my basement for best eye color, because the cosmetic side is very tricky. Skincare is kind of everywhere. That's more of an easier one. And we focus on cosmetics first, the color side of it. And our colors are pure pigment, and it's very hard to get in clean to get pigment payoff, and ours can be used wet or dry, so we came with number one with that. Our lipsticks were runners up. Our art shadows have won 3 in a row for best eye color in the world. And then we actually have a sun protectant product called our Body Glow that won the Global Clean Beauty Award for best sun care in the world in 2022, and we beat out a brand from Korea.
That's exciting.
Which was ice cream, yeah. It was super exciting.
We tried it out at the water slides here, right?
We did, yeah. Evan and I tried it out at the water slides in 2021 when it was 41 degrees out. Not only did we didn't burn, and we went very fast.
So, Evan, do you help with the manufacturing of the products?
Well, when my mom was in our basement, I, like, helped her pack it and ship it and stuff. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, I used to help her.
And you named an art shadow?
Yeah, I named Magic Violet.
Great.
Ooh. Apart from helping your mom, I hear there's something else going on.
Yes, we are going to be making Canada's first toxic-free eye black for sports. And the reason why we are going to make it is because, like, at baseball games and stuff, everyone's using it, and then I'd ask my mom if I can use it, and then my mom's like, no, there's so many toxins in there. So then I wanted to make a clean one, so then we went together and then we made one.
So how is that going for you guys?
So it's called Gameplay, and it's had a lot of publicity since pre-launch. So it doesn't launch until the 17th, so it's not even on market yet. And we got accepted to go on Dragon's Den with it. So we're going to Dragon's Den next month to pitch the first ever not only is it the first ever toxic-free eye block and silicone-free eye block, but it's also the first one ever made in Canada.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's so super exciting.
So what are your hopes for it then?
Our hope, honestly, our thing is just to go and make this the most funnest experience for a mother and son to have. That's the biggest goal, and to educate the world. Because when we did the audition in Kelowna, we auditioned live together, and even the producers were like, I had no idea. And we're like, no one knows. And that's why they're like, we just need to educate, and to educate the world of what we're putting on our kids, and to help people think a little bit differently is our main goal, is just to educate. And then, of course, if we get a deal, amazing, that would be great, because they're investing in all of Miss Mac. It's just not just Gameplay, because it's a product of Miss Mac. So we have some really big things happening now with Gameplay and going into women's sports, because women's sports is not actually represented in the cosmetics industry. If you ever think about it, go into Sephora, there's no women's sports, and it's huge, especially in the States. And women's softball is incredibly large in the States, and their tag is look good while getting dirty. So we're creating something called the Grit Kit, and it's a little pack that clips onto your backpack. It's all really cool, really sparkly, and inside is a mirror, your Amped Up mascara, so we're toxic free up mascara, your Gameplay eye block, and a biodegradable glitter, because you can jazz it up. That's a big trend, and this is the one that we're going to be pushing into Sephora, so we can represent women softball sports in the cosmetics industry, because they're going to Sephora to get their all their things. Why can't they get their Gameplay and their eye block there too?
And this all started in your basement?
This all started in our basement in Canoe.
So when did the store come about?
Exactly 3 years ago on April 10th. So we're celebrating our third year anniversary tomorrow.
Right on.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good timing.
Thank you. Yeah, totally.
And so you've been down in this store since then?
Yep, since then.
And how has that been for you?
Great. This is our headquarters. So this is where we do all of our shipping as well. We ship globally all across the world from here. And this store is our bread and butter. So then we have Victoria, and then we have Kelowna. In Victoria, we are having to let that location go. It's just been a bit of a struggle with some things with that city. But that's okay. We're excited to let it go so we can grow.
So Evan, do you play sports as well? And what kind of sports athletes would use the Gameplay?
I play baseball myself, and that's also a huge trend in lacrosse, baseball, and hockey also uses it a little bit for like outdoors or for good luck sometimes.
Football.
And football is also a big one too.
So you're mainly into baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Baseball, football, mostly.
So for people who don't know, what does the eye block do?
Usually it's worn as a trend, but it's actually to block the sun from your cheeks, because it's supposed to make it darker.
An anti-glare stick. And then you get into, with the women's sports and us having a biodegradable glitter and like pushing glitter into it, it goes against the whole anti-glare thing. But yeah, it's supposed to deflect the glare off of either studio lights or the natural sun.
So how has business been in the store itself?
Amazing. Our Salmon Arm store is our largest store sales. It's pretty surreal to think that I did this in my basement, and we're coming up on our third year. And unfortunately, the last 2 years, I've actually been pulled away from my business. My dad's health deteriorated and ended up passing away in January 2023. And Gameplay has been a really big part of my healing journey too, because my dad was a a slow pitch base in the 70s and the 80s.
He was a pitcher too. Didn't he almost get drafted?
He almost got drafted. So it's a really special, super special thing. And I know that he's shining down on us and being like, go to Dragon's Den. And this is actually my third audition with them. So I've auditioned twice in the past for Miss Map. And I wasn't planning on auditioning or applying again, except for with gameplay, something I believe was my dad told me you need to apply. So, because this is such a cool, fun thing for us to do, and it takes the pressure off of it. It'll be what it'll be. We're just here to make it the most funnest pitch and the best experience that we can.
And it's also almost like in tribute to your dad too.
Totally. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Evan has all of his old trophies in his room. And
he also had an old MLB baseball. It's like an old Orioles ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any signatures on it?
No.
Still.
Yeah. I got a few signed balls, but they're just minor league players, mm-hmm. college players.
Mm-hmm. It's been exciting. We've actually had a CFL player reach out to us, and the Okanagan Sun came into our shop because we had some articles written about it in Kelowna. I think this is going to be bigger than what we ever anticipated, which is exciting. It's super cool. Evan helped design. We designed the label, the logo together, the name together, and it helped Evan understand trademarks and how we can't pick this name because it's heavily trademarked, and we can pick this name because it's not right. So it's been a really cool experience.
Have you got your names trademarked already?
We in the process of trademarking our names, yeah. The beautiful thing is the Miss Mac itself is actually my name, and my lawyer made me sign over the rights to it. It's our intellectual property.
Excellent.
Yeah.
This is your third year.
Third year.
In this location.
Yeah.
Give us an idea of what it's been like over those 3 years being downtown in Salmon Arm.
Oh, okay, yes. From the past 3 years when we opened, it was still COVID, right? So we can only have 3 people in the front and 2 people in the studio area when we open, and all the COVID rules and everything like that. It's kind of crazy to think back to be like, we went through that and we're still here. And we're being downtown, Salmon Arm is so supportive, and a lot of people have said that it was us that kind of made this little area thrive again, because it was kind of a sleepy little area for a long time. You would just drive through it to get to the bank, right? Even growing up, I remember there wasn't really anything on this block. And this is actually where my skincare was birthed. So the former tenant in here is my skincare manufacturer. And she messaged me one day when I was looking for space, because I knew it was time to get out of my basement, because people were starting to shop there, which is great, but I didn't want it to be a thing. And she messaged me that same day. She's like, hey, I'm moving to Saskatchewan. I hope you still want to work with me. And I was like, that's amazing, because I'm taking over your lease, because you can see us from the highway, and it's the perfect space. It's the absolute perfect space. So it's been really good. It's been really, really good. The downtown core is amazing. We love the treat trail. The treat trail is our favorite time of year. It's hallmark down here, but it's been really good.
Your businesses make up when COVID hits, you open a store. What sort of issues did you run into? Because you said you could only have 3 people here.
Mm-hmm.
So were you able to have any customers at all in at any given time? Or did you do what a lot of other places do, which was bag it up and put it on the...
So during the heat of COVID, before we had the store, we have our online presence, and I would actually hand deliver and drive around and deliver people's Miss Mac to them. And then during this, we did have we had to watch how many people were in here. But we kind of were on the entail of the regulations, the rules and regulations. So it just always kind of got easier. And then the mask came in and the mask came out. The mask came in and the mask came out. So with us doing makeup, we just always wore a mask. That was just the thing. The nice thing with the way that we designed the studio during that time is you'll see we have the wall that separates the studio from the front. So it's very private. So our clients felt comfortable taking their mask off during a makeup application.
So back behind the Miss Mac wall, you actually just do people's makeup? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a whole studio, so that's where we do our free pampering sessions. So we offer the free pampering sessions all day, every day at our stores. It's our signature service, so you can experience Miss Mac, because all of our products are so different and multi-use. We want to make sure that you have that education and the feel. Our skincare is our biggest seller. We can't keep it on our shelf, so think of us farm to table. And then we do the lessons. We do hair makeup for weddings, for events. We do workshops as well, youth empowerment, makeup training, and all sorts of different things behind that wall.
You mentioned youth empowerment, mm-hmm. and lessons, and what happens there?
So 99% of our clients, the first thing they say when they come in our chair is I don't know how to do my makeup. And usually our clients are about mid-40s and up. And that's fair. It's a very vulnerable thing, and makeup can be, it's a very vulnerable thing. And our biggest is where do you go to learn? You can't go to Sephora to learn. It's tricky. The internet is chaos to learn how to do basic makeup app, even how to hold a brush, right? And that's where we come in. So we have the tools of empowerment, and we do the lesson. That's where you're the student. I actually guide you. We guide you. And we teach you the Mismatch facial guide. So I created the facial guides as an educator to help educate our students how to enhance based on bone structure, not based on trends. And because no one, it used to be everyone has to have an oval face and then you have to contour to make it look all ideal. Well, that's long gone. It's all about enhancing your own beautiful features. And we go through that. We actually pause during a lesson and we make you write down the steps. So that way you have that tangible, you're doing, you're feeling, you're seeing, you're also writing and you're taking that home. After every lesson, you get 20% off your Mismatch. So that way it's a great way to transfer over. And then the juniors, we started with a youth empowerment whole workshop in 2022. It was a full day workshop. And it was the makeup lesson that people wanted. So every spring break, we do juniors between the ages of 8 and 11. And then we do the youth, which is between 12 and 16. And it's just the basics of how do you hold a brush? How do you do proper skincare? Of just the age-appropriate makeup compared to leaning into the internet and trying to learn on a trend, which is just chaos.
There's a trend right now, I understand, they're called Sephora kits.
Yes, there
and what's,
is.
What's going on there?
It's all skincare, so I don't know who or when or what started this, but Sephora kits are being either heavily marketed or TikTok algorithm is pushing these skincare products onto young 10-year-olds. Where these ingredients are actually not good on their skin. So a lot of like burns and rashes are happening. I think it's Drunk Elephant is the biggest one, where it's not meant for skin that young. And it's creating a lot more issues in it than anything. I understand that it is very important to get on a good skincare program at a young age, but it needs to be age appropriate skincare. That's the beautiful thing with us is that we are age appropriate for everyone. And then there's been a big debate of like, well, who's responsible for educating? Is it the mom or the parents responsible for looking into this, or is it the sales associate that's responsible for being like, no, this actually isn't good for 9 or 10 year old skin? For me, I think it's the sales association, the educator, to understand and to educate and pass that on. That's what I personally believe. So there's a big debate of this that's going on. It's like, oh, the internet.
Obviously, there's a lot of marketing around beauty products. Do you feel that you want to help educate, say, youth? What the media or what the advertising business tells them is beautiful is not necessarily what real beauty is or what makes a person feel good about themselves.
I find social media and trends, and then we get into the whole filter thing. Since YouTube and Facebook and TikTok and all that have come into play, I've seen it how it affects the mental side of the youth. I've seen it through grads where it's like a mask and I find that they're trying to cover up who they are and they're using it as a shield where they don't know and they don't know exactly who they are inside and they're feeling very insecure. So that's what they're doing. They're leaning into these trends so they can look like everyone else. And that's the biggest thing is that every single trend, you know, they look exactly the same and no one is teaching how to individually own your uniqueness and be unapologetically you. So that's where we come into play is we really push that and we really are, you can tell I'm very, very passionate about it. And there was actually a study in the 90s or 80s about the lipstick effect and how they took two different sides of two different sections of women. One that use it as where you put a lipstick on, you feel empowered, where there's the other side where they felt that if they put a lipstick on, they were covering up who they are. And there was a mental aspect to it, actually, like mental health. So I say makeup and mental health really do go hand in hand, even more into like the toxicities that we're putting onto our bodies can also affect our mental health. But makeup to me is not designed to be used as a mask. It's fun. It can be fun. It's a form of art. It should be used to enhance your beautiful natural self and to help you feel more confident, to bring you into the world, not change you. And then we get into filters, where we have a very strong policy here at Mismatch. Whenever we're doing education, anything that's being posted on social media, there's no filter, because we want to be the ones that are representing all ages and to show up unapologetically who you are instead of filtering it and fuzzing it out so you look like everyone else. It's we need more of it. We need more people owning who we are, and we need more education in it. That's where I'm trying to change the world one little human at a time.
Evan, do you have a sense of what your mom was just describing and how that might influence kids that are around your age?
Yeah, totally. I got a few kids in my class that go to mom's workshops and stuff. So definitely. And then my mom also went in to speak to my class about it, like her story and stuff. And a whole bunch of girls in my class were interested. And I've also had a few people like in the hallway just coming up saying like, I love your mom and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. I guess that makes you a little bit of a celebrity too then, eh?
A little bit, yeah.
Wait until we go on the den.
Yeah. What are your hours right now here?
Yeah, so we are Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5.
Any thoughts of staying open later?
Okay, so we have tried. It has not been a success. Even during Christmas, we have tried to stay open late, and come 5, it's like a ghost town. There's been thoughts of us being open on a Monday, but I understand why our businesses are closed on Mondays, because we need that mental break. I love having Mondays off. There needs to be that balance, and I think that we are seeing it. It's also hard to staff. Like, we're all small businesses. Being open late at night, unless we're doing an event, unless we're doing a workshop or something like that, that we're bringing our clients into, it hasn't been successful. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is to that, because there are times when we've tried where Christmas, I'm going to say, is the prime example, and it just hasn't been successful. I don't know if it's because people don't want to come downtown, or they're at home, or sports, or like, I get it, because we're all super busy.
So did the fires affect you last year?
They're still affecting us, yeah. Also is one of the fires happened. I was supposed to open up our Kelowna store that Tuesday when the fires jumped to Okanagan.
So you got a double whammy.
We had a double whammy, and it was devastating. I couldn't even get to our shop. And we had the whammy here, we had the whammy there, and here I'm opening a new beautiful business attached to the Delta Grant on the outside of like the most ideal location. And I think I'm still processing the emotions of it all, because I felt horrible going into. So we did a big campaign for Mamas for Mamas, and we donated 15% of our sales from this store and the Kelowna store and all of our tips. We actually ended up donating about $4,800 to Mamas for Mamas, and now we have a section here, so it was really great that we could give back. But our sales have been down significantly since, which is, again, one of the reasons why we have to let Victoria go. It has definitely, I think it's affected every single business in the entire Okanagan. I'm very grateful that we're still here, because there's a lot of businesses that can't say that since the fires happened, and since COVID too. So nothing, we won't persevere, but it's definitely affected the economy and definitely affected business for sure.
So is there anything else you would like to add to our conversation today?
We're really excited to see where this is going to go now with the grit kit.
And there's also going to be like not just a grit kit, but like a boy version too.
A sports pack.
Yeah. Just a sports pack, not a boy version.
Yeah. All inclusive. So this one's a little one that clips onto your back that has a cleansing balm in it. Because the other thing is like, how do you get it off? Because it's very grippy. Like, it's very grippy. So our cleansing balm takes it right off. So we'll have a little one in there for the players where it's already attached to your backpack. You just have to add water from your water bottle. You massage it in and you wipe it off with a washcloth that you bring. So it'll be, we have that little pack coming too. And then we'll be working on a two-tone eye look as well.
It's exciting just to hear about.
Yeah, it's fun. This is what I like. I love creating new products, and I love launching new products, and this is my jam. Besides doing makeup, I'm still a passionate artist, but it's fun creating new and exciting things and where it can go, because that's, you just don't know where it's going to go. Awesome.
So we'll end this here and say thank you very much for having us, allowing us to come and chat with both of you.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming. This was Evan's first ever interview, which we're really honored. So thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.